奉主耶稣圣名，那我们继续来学习箴言里面的克己灵修的功课。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to study the spiritual cultivation proverbs.
啊，我们来了这个礼拜啊，有没有感觉自己灵修稍微好了一点？
And this past week that we have been here, do we feel that we are spiritually
higher? 有的举手。
If you feel like it, please raise your hand.
你觉得这个礼拜灵修好像每天在教会灵修特别好，感觉一下。
If you feel like your spiritual cultivation is especially good, please raise your hand.
感谢主哦。
Thank God.
我们在这边呢，感觉跟主耶稣比较靠近。
And here we feel closer to the Lord.
但是这边灵修比较好，不代表说真的是灵修变好了。
But just because we feel spiritually higher here does not mean. It'll continue to be that way.
因为在这边啊，基本上是都是好的环境，没有真正的考验。
Because here we are in a good environment, we do not actually go through tests.
要离开这里出去的时候，真正的考验才会来。
And when we leave here, that is when true tests and trials will come.
那我们有讲过要第一要克制自己的这个言语。
And first we talked about controlling our speech.
要从控制我们的内心开始。
And first, it starts by controlling what's in our hearts.
那我们也有讲过，要克制我们的贪心的欲望。
And we also talked about controlling greed.
人的欲望啊是没有满足的。
And the desires of human do not cease.
你们知道那个家里有没有养过金鱼啊
？And for, has anyone had a goldfish before?
以前呢，我不晓得那是老人在形容。说哎呀，不要吃那么多，不要像金鱼的肚子一样。
And in the past, some people would say, "Don't eat so much. Don't be like a goldfish."
我小时候很贪吃。
When I was younger, I used to eat, like to eat a lot.
贪是人的本性啊，有人贪吃，有人贪玩。
And to be greedy is a part of our human nature.
那我就比较贪吃。
And some people are greedy for food.
那我都吃不会停的。
And I never stop eating.
我妈都说，治好你饱了。
My mom would say, "Timothy, you're full."
我说好，还没有饱。
I said, "No, not yet."
不要像金鱼一样的肚子。
And I had a belly like that of a goldfish.
那我后来还听不懂。
And I did not understand.
后来他们说那金鱼它不会饱的。你喂那个金鱼你不要说哦，它还在吃，你就再给它一个。
And goldfish, they never stop eating. It feels like they never stop, but if you keep eating,
如果你看它把它吃饱了，好像还在饿，你再放一汤匙进去，它还是把它吃进去。
And if you pour food in, and he'll keep eating.
最后他就会饱死，然后就翻肚子，浮上来。
And they'll be so full to the point of death, and they'll flip over.
我们人其实都是像这样子。
And as we people are also like this.
永远不说够的。
We never feel like it is enough.
有了一台车，又想换更好的车。
We have a car, we want a better car.
好的车又想换跑车。
And we have a better car, we want a sports car.
永远有这种贪念哦。
And we always have this greed.
没有房子就想要有一个公寓。
And when we don't have a house, we want an apartment.
有一个公寓就想说我要一个独立屋。
And when we have an apartment, we want a single house.
有一个独立屋就想说我要好区的。
And when we have a single house, we want a good neighborhood.
真的，我们这个贪念哦，不会停止的。
And it's true, our greed never ceases.
除非你要把它克制。
Unless you control it.
所以箴言里面呢有一句话。非常宝贵。
Proverbs, there's a very precious saying.
有一个祷告，就是要帮助我们要记住。我们看箴言。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
这个三十章阿古尔的箴言。
Verse 30, the Proverbs of Agur.
第七节。
Verse 7.
三十章的第七节。
Chapter 30, verse 7.
我求你两件事，在我未死之先，不要不施给我。
Two things I request of you, deprive me not before I die.
这个也是箴言的一部分哦，它有个祷告。
This is a prayer inside of Proverbs.
他求神给他两件事情。
He asked the Lord to give him two things.
一定要他没有死之前给他，死了之后给他就不好了，没有用了。
And he asked the Lord to give it to him before he dies.
第一件，第八节。
The first is in verse 8.
求你使虚假和谎言远离我。
Remove falsehood and lies far from me.
因为神是厌恶虚假跟谎言。
Because God hates lies and falsehood.
人有这个说谎的本性。
And human nature. It is human nature to lie.
你看孩子哦，不会讲话的时候就不会说谎。
And when children do not speak, then they will not lie.
一开始会说话就开始说谎。
And once they start knowing how to speak, then they begin to lie.
明明是怕他把它弄坏的这个东西。
And it was them who broke something.
我说我没有，妈妈说那，他说我没有，我没有， 弟弟弄的。
They say no, I didn't. It was my younger brother.
啊，我小时候就做过这种事。
And I used to do this when I was younger.
啊，因为我弟弟还不会讲话。
Because my younger brother didn't know how to speak yet.
我弟弟比我小四岁。
My brother is younger than me by 4 years.
所以我做什么坏事，妈妈来查的时候，我说弟弟弄的。
So when I did bad things, when mom came over, I would say, "Oh, my younger brother."
我弟弟就很惨，讲不出话来。
My younger brother.
那我就很开心了。Would
not be able to speak, and then I'd be really happy.
是不是很坏？
Isn't this very?
小时候那么坏的，长大也可以当传道。
This very bad. Someone who's so bad when they were young can still be a pastor.
这是人都有说谎的那种本性。
And as human, we have the human nature to speak lies.
所以我们要求主帮助，让虚假跟谎言远离我。
And so we must ask God to remove falsehood and lies far from us.
第二件事情，使我不贫穷也不富足。
Second is give me neither poverty nor riches.
赐给我虚用的饮食。
Feed me with the food allotted to me.
这个祷告肯定是99% 的信徒都不会用的祷告。
And this prayer is a prayer that 99% of believers do not do.
大部分的信徒只会说求神。
Most believers only ask the Lord to bless us.
然后已经得到祝福了，求神再祝福我。
And when we receive blessing, we ask the Lord to bless us once again.
求神大大的祝福我。
We ask the Lord to bless us abundantly.
神啊，再给我一点。
Lord, please give me some more.
我就够了。
And then I'll have enough.
有够吗？
Are we satisfied?
我听到信徒的这种祷告都是说，哎呀，神啊，帮助我。
And a lot of times, I hear believers say, "Lord, please help me."
说帮助你什么？
Help you in what?
我下个礼拜再买一栋房子要签约了。
Next week, I'm going to sign a contract for my home.
你不是有房子吗？还买？
Don't you already have a house? Why do you buy another one?
这个投资的。
This is for investment.
哇，不一样的。
It's different.
哇，我们人都是这样，想要更多。
And we always want more.
但是这里说呢，我们应该祷告主啊，我够了。
Here it tells us to be satisfied.
你已经给我足够了。That
you have allotted to me what is
甚至他求神说不要给我太多。
What is enough? And he asked the Lord not to give him too much.
为什么有这种祷告？
Why would he have such a prayer?
你看所罗门哦，他得了那么多，最后有什么结果？
I see Solomon. He had so much, and what was the conclusion of his life?
他那么有钱，但是到最后有什么结果呢？
He was so wealthy, but what was the conclusion?
有钱不是罪。
And having wealth is not a sin.
但是主耶稣已经早就说了，有钱的人进天国是难的。
But Jesus already said that it is hard for a rich man to enter heaven.
就是如果你很有钱，但是又很想进天国，你要需要付出比别人更大的努力去做领袖。
If you are rich and want to enter into heaven, then you have to be more diligent in spiritually cultivating yourself.
别人可能用一分的努力就可以进天国了。
And someone else may only use just a little bit and be able to enter into heaven.
一份啊, one portion.
One portion.
你是很有钱的人，你可能用十分的努力才有办法进天国。
But if you are very wealthy, you probably need 10 portions to enter.
为什么呢？
Why?
有钱的人第一，他很忙。
At first, a wealthy man is very busy.
因为一般的人打工了，上班了，八个钟头，他回家就不用想别的事了。
Because most people, they work for 8 hours, and when they return home, they do not have to think anymore.
很有钱的人，他要管的资源资产，就不是八个小时可以做得完的事。
But those who are wealthy, they have to think about their resources and other things, so it's more than 8 hours of their lives.
他每分钟都要想公司的业务。
And every minute of their lives, they have to think about their business.
生意不好，要想办法怎么把它弄好。
If their business is not going well, they have to think about how to improve it.
生意啊。 很好，要想说怎么把它维持可以更好。
If their business is doing well, then they have to think about how to sustain it and to improve it even more.
赚到钱之后，又想说在哪里可以保值、投资、增值、扩充。
And when they have earned a lot, they still think about where they can invest to earn more money.
不会停的。
And it never stops.
因为赚到100万的时候，你就会交千万的朋友。
And when you have
one million 呢？
If you have 1 million, you will want.
我们都是没钱的人啊，你们都是学生，那口袋只有20块。
And we are.
所以这里的朋友口袋也是只有20块的。
We're all students and we're all poor.
那有一天你变成百万富翁了，你的朋友呢，有一些就是千万的。
When one day we are a millionaire, our friends are billionaires.
千万而已，ten million 呢
？10 million.
好。Have 10 million.
哦，对不对？那你就会觉得说自己怎么那么穷。 And then we will think about why are we so poor?
比那个有千万的，哎呀，我家太小了。其实你家已经100万了。
Compared to the one who has 10 million, my house is so small.
人家那个豪宅是上千万的。
And the person's mansion is $10 million.
人家可能跟你说，哎呀，这个小房子没什么了，以后还要换大的。
And they look at your $1 million house and say this is too small.
你想说，那我家里那个100多万怎么能住啊？
And you think about how can I live in this $1 million house?
你就越来越，你交的朋友就越水平就越高了。
And the friends we have will be of higher standards.
为了要达到那种水平，你要更忙。
And in order to reach their standards, we need to be even more busy.
你来了聚会啊，心可能都很难专心。
And when we come to service, it is hard for us to concentrate.
除非你真的是灵修很好，我不管他什么事情，礼拜六安息日我电话都不接。但是一般老板不太可能这样子。
Unless we are really spiritually high and do not pick up any phones during Sabbath.
好，所以有钱的人会特别忙。
And so a wealthy man is especially busy.
啊，第二呢
？And second.
有了钱之后呢，要去找享受。
After you're wealthy, you want to find enjoyment.
享受多了，你的心就容易跑到世界。
And when you have a lot of enjoyment, then your heart goes into the world.
第三呢，有钱的时候，试探引诱也会比较多。
And third, when you are wealthy, you will have more temptations.
啊，因为你会有交际，有应酬。
Because you have to go and socialize with others.
有钱的人面对的试探会多一点。
And those who are wealthy face more temptation.
比如说你是男人，如果你没钱，一般女人不会冲过来找你。
For instance, if you are a man, if a normal
中年之后了，不是现在，现在你们还长得年轻。
If you are a middle-aged,
还有点试探。
If you're a middle-aged man, no and poor, no woman would run to you.
男人中年有钱，或者是中年以后，管他是掉头发、大肚子，一样很多外卖的女人会冲过去。
But if you are a middle-aged man, it doesn't matter if you have a big belly. But if you're rich, women will still run to you.
啊，这个是事实。
This is the truth.
所以为什么很多人去中国大陆做生意，到最后就回不来了
？And so why is it that many people go to mainland China for business and never return?
太多引诱啊
！Because there are too many temptations.
太多年轻的女生啊，冲过去。
There are too many young women who run towards them.
啊，好像那个蜜蜂啊，看到那个花朵一样。
It's like a bee seeing flowers.
一般人也挡不住那么多的试探。
And normal people cannot resist such temptation.
所以你看所罗门钱那么多，到最后还是沦陷了。
And Solomon, who was so wealthy, also fell in the end.
阿古尔还是比较有智慧。
So Agur had more wisdom.
说神啊，够了，不要再给我太多了。
He said to the Lord, "It is enough. Do not give me too much."
啊，有一个弟兄啊，非洲有一个弟兄，他神祝福他。
There's a brother in Africa that the Lord blessed.
啊，你们在听 Raymond 传道讲课的时候，大概也听过这个弟兄了。
And perhaps Preacher Raymond also mentioned this.
啊，那个弟兄啊，有一次啊，在教会里面，别人跟他讲。
And this brother once, when he was in church, someone said to him.
他说：“你那么爱主，为主耶稣奉献那么多。
You love the Lord so much, you gave him so much.
啊，他为教会奉献很多钱。
He offered a lot of money to the church.
自己生活很简单。
But he lived a simple life himself.
所以别人就跟他说了，愿神大大的祝福你更多。
And so many people say, may the Lord bless you even more.
他怎么说呢
？And how did he respond?
他说，不要求神祝福我更多。
He said, do not ask that the Lord bless me even more.
神已经给了我够多了。
God has already given me a lot.
我们要求神祝福真教会。
We need to ask the Lord to bless the true church.
祝福大家的信心的进步。
To bless everyone's spirituality that it may improve.
祝福传福音可以兴旺。
To bless. So that the gospel may be preached.
我已经足够了。
I have had enough.
哎，他真的有智慧。
He really had wisdom.
很多人呢，穷的时候信心很好。
Many people when they are poor, they have very good faith.
啊，发达了之后呢，信心就改变了。
But after they excel, their faith changes.
啊，所以我们真的要靠着主，克服自己的贪念。
So we really need to rely on the Lord to control our greed.
如果神真的让你赚钱，你的钱是要发在圣工上面，要放在存在天国。
The Lord allows us to earn a lot of money. We have to use this money for the church and to store up our wealth in heaven.
无论你生意多大，不要影响你敬畏神还有服侍神的心。
Regardless of how great your business is, do not let it affect your heart of servitude and heart towards God.
告诉神，只给我能够承担的财富。
And tell God, only give me the wealth that I can sustain.
所以要克制我们的贪婪。
And so we must control our greed.
我们看提摩太前书。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书第六章。
First Timothy chapter 6.
第六节。
Verse 6.
提摩太前书六章六节
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 6
然而敬虔加上自主的心便是大利了
Now, Godliness with contentment is great gain
因为我们没有带什么到世上来也不能带什么去
For we brought nothing into this world and it is certain we can carry nothing out
只要有衣有食就当知足
And having food and clothing with these we shall be content
哇这是圣经的话 很有真理
And these words are the truth
敬虔这是对神的心
And godliness, that is our heart towards God.
加上知足，知足是对物质的感觉。
With contentment, that is our feelings towards material things.
两样加起来就是最大的好处了。
And these two together are the best.
啊，感谢主，手机慢一点也要感谢主啊，对不对？
And if,
不要觉得说我的手机，哎呀，慢了，一定要换啊。
And if we have a slow phone, we should thank God.
手机慢一点就怎么样？
Just because our phone is slow, so what?
感谢主了，我们可以训练耐性嘛，对不对？按了一下之后五秒钟才出来。
Thank God it trains our patience after we click. Five seconds after it'll appear.
手机慢就用少一点。
If our phone is slow, then we should use it less.
哎，是知足啊，感谢主啊，把它用到坏才换啊。
We should be content. We use it until it breaks.
不要老是跟别人比，说别人有我也要有。
Do not always compare yourself to others.
第七节，因为没有带什么到世上来的。
For we brought nothing into this world.
也将来也不能带走。
And it's certain we can carry nothing out.
真的，因为我们当传道常常参加丧礼。
And as a pastor, we often attend memorial services.
那丧礼的时候啊，肯定也是看到遗体嘛。
During memorial services, we'll see the
funeral.
During the funeral, we'll see the body.
遗体通常是男生的穿西装。
And most of the time, they are wearing a suit
for men. 西装都很多口袋。
And for men, they have a lot. Their suits have a lot of pockets.
但是口袋里面有没有东西呢？
But in their pockets, is there anything?
我可以非常肯定是绝对不会有东西。
I'm for certain that there is nothing in there.
绝对不会有一张一百块在里面。
There will not be $100 bill in there.
他家人一定要给他检查，里面不能有钱。
They must check to see and make sure that he has no money.
不然有钱的话，埋进去烧掉了，好可惜啊。
Otherwise, if he has money and is cremated, then it is.
有的话都要替他拿出来。
If he has money, then we must take it out.
所以你来的时候也没有带一百块。
And so when we came, we did not take $100 bill.
走的时候也带不了一毛钱。
And when we leave, we cannot take anything either.
所以不要真的提醒自己不要贪心。
So we must remind ourselves not to be greedy.
我们真的要祷告，每天求主耶稣帮助，不要贪心。
We must ask God every day to let us not be greedy.
不要以为贪心是穷人的这种事情啊。
Do not think that greedy is only for the poor.
你没有看网络很多视频啊，那些社会的实验。
And have you seen a lot of social experiment online?
你发觉什么？那些乞丐啊 ，homeless 啊，或者是没有家的人啊，别人去说我没有钱，你可不可以帮我？他真的去帮别人。
And those who are homeless, if you ask them if they can help others, then they'll take the money and help.
但是那些有钱的人呢，穿的哇西装啊，开好车子啊，结果地上有钱，他还是捡。
But those who are very wealthy and drive good cars, if they see money on the floor, they'll pick it up.
我看过一个实验那个实验的人身上贴了很多钞票。
I saw a social experiment where there was a man who had a lot of bills on him.
那他就问一个 homeless.
And then he asked a homeless.
来，你需要什么钱？你自己拿。
Take whatever money.
有没有看过那个？
Have you guys seen this?
那个 homeless 就拿个几张。
And this homeless man only took a few bills.
那个人说，为什么你拿那么少？
And then they asked, why do you only take so little?
够了，够了，我拿几张，我去买东西吃就可以了。
So it is enough. I just need to go buy some food.
留点给别人。
I'll leave some for others.
那转个眼，这个人又去试验另外一个人了。
And then afterwards, this man went to test someone else.
那个人穿西装，戴戒指，好金表。
This experiment was on. They tested someone who was wealthy, who had a watch and ring.
Very well dressed.
Very well dressed.
那个人说好，可以拿，随便拿。他就全部拿起来。
And he said, "I can take anything I want." So then he took all.
那个试验的人就问到说，为什么你都那么有钱，你还要拿这些钱
？And the experimenter asked him, "You're already so wealthy. Why do you take so much money?"
他说，这个是免费的吗？不是吗？你不是说 free 吗
？He said, "This is free, right?" He says, "That's what you said."
虽然每一张都是一块美金的，不是一百块，但是他还是全部把它拿走。
Even though it's only $1 bill, but he still took all of them.
所以不要以为穷人会贪钱。
So do not think that the poor are greedy for money.
越有钱的人有时候越贪。
Those who are wealthier often are more greedy.
斤斤计较。
And they are very
一毛钱都算得很近。
Nitpicky.
不是 picky, 很 stingy.
They're very stingy.
啊，哇，很刻薄。啊，英文怎么翻？很刻薄。很 mean 啊，对，可以这样说了啊。
They're very mean.
啊，所以啊，贪念是，无论你富有也好，穷的好，如果不灵修的话，都会有。
And so, whether we are poor or rich, no matter what, we will all have greed.
所以要靠主耶稣把它控制住。
So we must rely on the Lord Jesus to control it.
啊，那我们昨天也有稍微谈一谈呢，要克服这个懒惰。我再讲多一点啊，这个懒惰，早上也有讲过。
And yesterday, and this morning, we talked about don't be lazy, and I would like to expand on it.
小时候啊，母亲啊、父亲啊，还是公公婆婆，都会讲一个故事给我们听。
When we were younger, our parents and our grandparents would speak the story to us.
不是你们有没有听过？
I don't know if you heard it before.
她从前有一个妈妈，她有个儿子。
A long time ago, there was a mom and she had a son.
这个儿子很懒惰。
And the son was very lazy.
不会自己弄吃的。
And he didn't know how to make food.
不工作，不煮饭。
He didn't work.
不种田。
He didn't farm.
在家里待着没事做。
And he just stayed at home and did nothing.
以前没电脑了，肯定没得上网。
And in the past, there was no computer, so he couldn't go online.
但是不上网也是不出门。
But even though he didn't have the internet, he didn't go
out. 妈妈都要煮饭给他喂他们喂他，哎呀，儿子让你吃啊。
And then his mom had to cook for him and say, "Son, eat."
但是这个孩子慢慢长大了。
And then this little boy grew.
有手有脚了，但是还是不煮饭，不做工。
He has hands and legs, but he does not do anything.
妈妈就说，妈妈要出远门了。
And then the mom said, "I need to go far away."
但是我这个儿子那么懒，他。我出远门，他家里没饭吃，会饿死。
My son, but my son is so lazy. If I'm not home, he's going to die of hunger.
结果呢，妈妈想到一个好方法。
And then the mom thought of a good idea.
什么方法
？What idea?
做个超级大的饼，超级大的 donut.
He created a very big donut.
哇，中间一个大的，给他好像救生圈这样带上去。
And like
put it on.
He just put it on.
啊。那个 donut 好像救生圈这样，哇，带上去。
The donut he just put it on.
那儿子啊，这个食物都在你的口嘴巴了。
And then for the son, the food's already at his mouth.
记得一天三餐要吃饭啊。
He's like, you remember to eat three times a day.
儿子说没问题，哇，我会吃的，妈妈你不用担心，我不会饿死的。
And then the son said, okay, don't worry, mom, I won't die of hunger.
妈妈就去远门了，去乡下找谁了。
And then his mom went far away.
结果一个月之后。妈妈打开门，怎么臭掉了
？And then one month later, his mom returned home.
儿子死在地上。
The son died on the floor.
哎呀，妈妈说，儿子怎么会饿死呢
？He thought, why would my son die of hunger?
为什么
？Why?
因为他太懒了，他懒到只吃嘴巴前面的那一块。
Because he's so lazy that he only eats the portion right in front of him.
他都没有去把它转一转。
He did not even turn it.
如果转一转，隔壁还有吗？一直转，一直转，一直吃嘛。
And if he had turned it, he could have kept eating.
他懒到连转都懒得。
He was so lazy that he couldn't even turn.
所以最后就饿死，躺在地上。
And so he died of hunger.
有没有听过这个故事？
Have you heard?
这是老人家讲的故事啊，你们这边美国仔没听过了。
And this is a story.
有没有老一代的有听过这个故事？
The older generation. Story.
好不好笑？有人这样那么懒吗？
Is anyone so lazy like this?
有。
Yes.
你就是那么懒。
You are this lazy.
为什么？
Why?
谁有每天读圣经的习惯？举手。
Who reads the Bible every day? Please raise your hand.
每天一定有读圣经的举手。
If you for sure read the Bible every day.
没有几只手。
There's not that many hands.
主耶稣都给你神的话语这个 donut 挂在身上了。
God had already given you the Bible, the donut.For you.
不是没有给你属灵的粮食。
It is not that he didn't give you spiritual food.
现在每个人家里都好几本圣经。
And now everyone at home has many Bibles.
你也有电脑，电脑里面也有圣经。
And you have a computer, and on your computer there's also a Bible.
手机又有圣经。
And on your phone you can have a Bible.
好了，谁每天有在看圣经
？And so who reads the Bible every day?
刚刚举起来的没有五只手。
There are not. There are
谁每天有去 Facebook 举手
？There are less than five hands. Who goes on Facebook every day?
诚实一点嘛。
Be honest.
谁每天有上 Facebook 举手
？Who goes on Facebook every day?
谁每天有 YouTube 举手
？Who goes on YouTube every day?
怎么那么少？不诚实哦，姐妹们。
Sisters, you're not honest.
怎么样？怕举了手以后弟兄认得你？
不好意思。
啊？ 谁每天有 Line 有 WeChat 有 WhatsApp 的举手
？Who does Line and WhatsApp every day or and WeChat？
哇哇，那其他人都不上网，我才不相信。
And so the rest of you don't go online. I don't believe it.
才不相信啊！你看神的这个甜甜圈呢，神的话语啊，就在你身边。
So the word of God, the donut is right by your side.
你都没有办法花五分钟读一章。
And you don't even have 5 minutes to read one chapter.
不是叫你要读一个钟头啊。
I'm not telling you to read an hour.
你就读一章就好了。
Just read one chapter.
读一章就是五分钟顶多。
And one chapter is at max 5 minutes.
整本圣经最长的一章就是诗篇119篇。
And the longest chapter in the Bible is Psalm 119.
你把它一口气从第一节读到第150几节，也不用说，也不用五分钟。
And if you read from verse 1 to 100 something, it doesn't take 5 minutes.
对不对？都不用啊。啊，没有五分钟吗？你上厕所都不止五分钟。
And it takes you more than 5 minutes to go to the bathroom.
现在很多人呢，上厕所都带手机的。
And many people, when they go to the bathroom, they bring their phones.
不要不承认啊。
Don't not at.
现在大部分人上厕所都带手机，都去蹲很久。
And most people bring their phones, and then they're on the toilet.
上厕所都带 iPad。
And when they go on the toilet, they bring.
刷牙都还看着那个，不知道看什么。
And even when they're brushing their teeth, they're still looking at it.
好了，你说你没有时间读圣经。
Now you say you don't have time to read the Bible.
啊，不是你没时间。
It's not that you don't have.
是太懒。
It's not that you don't have time. You're too lazy.
做别的事有时间，读圣经没时间。
You have time to do other things, but not time to read the Bible.
所以啊，那个来那个神训班，叫我上次 buffet 啊，来神训班2个礼拜拼命吃，从早听到晚。
And so when we come to NYTS, it is like we're at a buffet. We just keep eating.
你是看你二五天没吃饭，然后去 buffet 吃到饱，你会怎么样
？And try to not eat for 5 days and then go to the buffet. What will happen?
因为消化不良。
You will not be able to digest.
啊，平常不读圣经，哇，2个礼拜拼命塞，然后考试考完了，箴言30章背好了。
If you don't read the Bible daily and then just stuff yourself in these 2 weeks.
啊，你们昨天有考试吗？箴言考得怎么样？我都还不知道。
Yesterday you had the test on Proverbs. How did you guys do?
有没有背三十节
？Did you memorize 30 verses?
就算你背好了，也是短暂的记忆而已。
And even if you have already remembered, this is in our short-term memory.
不会进去的。
It will not go in.
考完就还给我了。
After you took the test, you return it to me.
如果你每天读一章啊，想一想。
But if you read one chapter every day and think about it.
哎呀，真的是好好去思考神的话。
And really reflect and meditate upon the word of God.
那真的会有力量。
And we will really receive strength.
啊，那你不要等着啊，每年来神训班我才拼命来吸收神的话。
We should not only wait one every for every NYTS to absorb the word of God.
平常就要用功认真学习神的话。
And every day we need to diligently study the word of God.
平常就要好好祷告。
And we need to pray regularly.
在这边一天祷告2个钟，但是回去祷告没有2分钟也没有用。
And here, if we pray for 2 hours, but when we return home, we don't even pray for 2 minutes, then it is not effective.
所以哦，我们做主耶稣的孩子，要最基本的，要用功。
And so, as the children of God, our most basic duty is to be diligent and hardworking.
用功聚会。
We must be diligent in attending services.
在家里读经祷告也要用功。
And we must be diligent when we read the Bible and pray at home.
啊，我记得我参加完 NYTS 之后。
I remember after I attended NYTS.
我立志回家一定要祷告。
I was determined that when I went home, I was going to pray.
那我立志，我在我的房间里面祷告。
I was determined that I pray in my room.
一定要祷告半个钟头，我才可以出来。
I would have to pray for 30 minutes.
那就选择我要跪在我同一个地点祷告。
And I will pray at the same spot.
啊，那时候我家有地毯。
At that time, I had carpet.
我选择要跪在同一个点。
I decided to pray at the exact same spot.
哎，感谢主啊！跪在那边祷告了1-2个月之后，那个地毯那个地方就有一个硬硬的印了。
Thank God that after 2 months there was a dent in the carpet.
啊，那我就提醒我说，哎，这个是我祷告的点。
And then I reminded myself that this is where I pray.
就好像练功夫的人啊，你这边常常练功夫啊，在地上这样哇弄来弄去，那个地会滑的。
It is like those who practice kung fu. If they keep practicing at the same place, the floor will be slippery.
那你如果你在家里祷告，在同一个点祷告，你真的是有脚下的功夫哦，神会帮助你。
And if you really pray at home, then God will help you.
你会变得有智慧。
You will be able to have wisdom.
你可以克服自己的欲望。
You will be able to control your desires.
你的脾气会变好。
Your temper will be better.
啊，你心中会有平安。
And your heart will have peace.
这个是需要功夫的。
And this requires effort.
你去学什么都是要练的。
And in everything that we do, we must practice.
那我们灵修的功夫如果不花时间，真的不会好。
And in our spiritual cultivation, if we do not spend time, it will not be good.
所以我们要靠着主耶稣克服我们自己的懒惰。
So we must rely on the Lord to control our laziness.
有些年轻人。
There are some youths.
我发觉很多年轻人聚会都会迟到。
You know that some youths are always late to service.
我不晓得你们会不会迟到哦。
I do not know if you are late to service.
如果是老人家那些，我们就体谅他们，可能他们需要比较多时间出门。
And we understand those who are older, they might have to need more time.
但是如果你是年轻人，
But if you are a young person,
如果安息日你去聚会都迟到，真的是对不起神。
When you are late to Sabbath, then that is really falling.
真的是对不起神。
Really disappointing.
讲严肃一点，真的是对不起神。
That is really disappointing God.
一个礼拜才一天安息日。
And every week there is only one day of Sabbath.
平常没有读经祷告就算了。
We don't even. It's okay if we don't read the Bible.
不是 OK 啊，就算了，就是不要讲了。
Like, let's not talk about reading the Bible and praying.
你聚会都迟到，怎么对得起神？
But if you are late to service, how can you stand before God?
有一些年轻人来到教会，头也没洗好，衣服没穿好，整个那个还没睡醒的样子就走进来了。
And some people, they don't even wash their face, and they look very tired, and they just walk in.
哎，这个是不好啊。
And this is not good.
年轻人应该是有精神，有一种生命力在我们里面。
As youths, we need energy.
你要来到教会，要把最好的奉献给神。
And when we come to church, we need to give God the best.
要提早半个钟头来祷告。
We need to come earlier by 30 minutes and
提早来教会，看有什么要帮忙的，要搬的，要弄的，要打扫，要做什么的。
We should come earlier to church to see where we can help.
这样神呢看到你认真用功的心，神会祝福你。
And when God sees our heart being diligent, God will bless us.
不要只是要求教会说，哎呀，我不能，能不能翻译啊？我喜欢翻译，我的恩赐是翻译。我不会倒垃圾，我没有倒垃圾的恩赐。
Do not only tell the church, can I interpret? I don't know how to throw away the trash.
我没有洗厕所的恩赐，他有，他有洗厕所的恩赐，我没有。
I don't have the gift of cleaning toilets, but he does. I don't.
很奇怪哦，有些家长也是这样子哦。
And some parents are like this too.
打电话给负责人。
They call the council member.
打电话给中学教育系负责。
They call the RE coordinator.
安排一下我孩子做教员好不好？
Can you assign my child to be a teacher?
安排我孩子翻译好不好？
Can you assign my child to interpret?
你叫负责人怎么回答你？
And how do you expect the teacher to respond? They cannot say yes.
孩子平常都不来聚会。
Your child does not regularly come to church.
每次来教会都迟到，还排你翻译。
And every time he comes to church, he's late. So how can I assign him?
那如果说不好，又伤你自尊。
But if we say no, if they say no, then it hurts.
那为什么一定要看那个台面上的才是圣工呢？
Why is it that only those who are on the podium are considered doing holy work?
我们年轻人要勤劳。
As the youth, we must be diligent.
教会有什么需要？看到哪里脏，哪里没有整理好了，早点来帮教会弄。
If we see anywhere that is not clean, we should come earlier and clean for the church.
父母也是这样鼓励孩子，教会有需要什么你就去做，不要别人安排，不要只看做那个人家看得见的。
And as parents, we should encourage our children to do anything that they can, not just those that are seen.
所以回去本地教会啊，抢个洗厕所啊，抢那个刷马桶的。
And so when we are when we go back to our local church, we must all rush to clean the toilet.
姐妹啊，留意啊，这个一个弟兄啊，很会倒垃圾的，很会刷地板那个。应该是有潜力的。
And sisters, look for those who take out the trash and scrub the floors. They have potential.
被人家安排的，自己去弄的。
And look at those who are not assigned, but just do it.
所以勤劳是美德。
And so being diligent is a virtue.
在神面前不是那个聪明的，而是那个勤劳的，是神看重的。
And in the eyes of God, He doesn't look at who's smart, but who is diligent.
那我们再补充一下，这个克制这个酒跟。这个色的这个欲望。
We'll elaborate more on controlling desire on alcohol and sex.
Alcohol 应该酒的，我们应该早上也讲过了。
And in the morning we talked about alcohol.
那我们来讲讲克色，就是控制性方面的欲望。
And now we'll talk about controlling sexual desire.
我们每一个神造我们每一个人都有基本的欲望。
And God created us for us to have a natural desire.
肉体的欲望有两个最基本的，就是对食物的欲望。
Our most basic desire, and one is the desire for food.
第二个呢，就是对性的欲望。
And the second is sexual desire.
就是成年的男子女子都会有这两种欲望。
And those who are mature will have these two desires.
但是神的计划呢，就是要在婚姻里面才可以这个欲望得到满足。
And God's design of the sexual desire can only be fulfilled in a marriage.
那如果是婚前的话，这个就是在神面前是一种罪。
And if it is before marriage, this is a sin before God.
如果是婚后或者是婚外，这个是一个死罪。
And if it is after marriage or outside of marriage, then this is a mortal sin.
啊，会直接让我们失去我们的永生。
And this will immediately make us lose our eternal life.
所以这个欲望是存在，但是你要去控制它。
And so this sexual desire exists, but we must control it.
这好像火。
It's like fire.
如果一个火不受控制的话，
if a fire is not controlled,
它可以烧掉整个森林。
It can burn the whole forest down.
它可以烧毁很多的建筑物，杀了很多人。
It can burn many buildings and people.
前几个礼拜不是伦敦有一栋大火，有一栋大楼，哇，里面烧啊烧通天了，死了几百人。
And a few weeks ago in London, there was a building that caught on fire, and hundreds of people died.
去年加州不是也有山火，烧得很厉害。
And last year in California, there were wild fire.
我们 NYTS 之后去 camping， 哇，到了那个营地里面还看到对面的火在烧。
And after NYTS, we went to NYR, and across from our campsite, we saw the wildfire.
所以火没有被控制，可以消灭，可以消灭毁坏。
And so if fire is not controlled, it will destroy.
但如果火可以控制呢，就可以烧烤 barbecue， 可以煮饭。
But if fire can be controlled, then we can barbecue and cook.
你需要的话就把它打开，不需要就把它关起来。
When we need it, we can turn it on. When we don't, we turn it off.
你要大一点，或者是小一点都可以。
Turn it big or small.
所以不是火本身好还不好的问题。
So it's not whether fire is good or bad.
而是你怎么样去控制它。
But about how we control it.
每一个人都有基本的欲望。
And everyone has their basic desires.
但是呢，我们要靠着主的力量，要去克制我们的欲望。
We must rely on the strength of God to control our desire.
因为你不控制欲望的话呢，欲望就会控制你。
Because if we do not control our desires will control us.
欲望会消灭你。
Desires will destroy us.
让你失去一切。
And it will make us lose everything.
好了，箴言里面呢有很多很仔细的形容啊。如果你不控制欲望的话，会有什么后果
？And in Proverbs, there are detailed descriptions of what happens if we do not control our desires.
我们看箴言的第六章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 6.
第二十四节。
Verse 24.
箴言六章二十四节
Proverbs chapter 6 verse 24
能保你远离恶妇远离外女浅昧的舌头
To keep you from the evil woman from the flattery tongue of a seductress
这也说恶妇啊不是那种讲话很大声骂人的那种恶妇而是那种邪恶的女人
And the evil woman here is a woman who is
会引诱人犯罪的女人
Who seducts others and tempts others to sin?
因为箴言的这个形容啊，第六章一开始是巴巴跟儿子讲话的一个对话。
In the beginning of chapter 6, it is a conversation between it is the father talking to the son.
这巴巴跟儿子说很多东西你要小心。
And the father tells the son to be careful of many things.
那从二十节开始呢，就是讲有关于性方面的保守自己。
And in verse 20, he starts talking about controlling sexual desire.
你神的话要放在心里面。
You have to keep the Father's command.
不然的话呢，你会被那些外女、邪恶的女人引诱你离开真道。
Or else you will be deceived by the evil woman.
那你会失去什么呢
？And then what will you lose?
总括起来呀，会失去以下这个东西。
And the whole you will lose.
第一，你会失去钱财。
First, you will lose money.
二十六节说，因为妓女能使人只剩一块饼。
Verse 26 it says, a man is reduced to a crust of bread.
因为花钱找妓女。
And because they have to spend money to find a harlot.
他的心被他吸引了，那每次去找他都要花钱。
Their heart is attracted to them, and every time they go, they have to spend money.
当然就是浪费很多钱财，到最后就剩一块饼，自己都没钱吃饭了，但还是去找妓女。
And so they do not have any more money. But they still go find the harlot.
现实生活当中有很多贪官包养二奶、三奶他们也是花了自己很多的钱，甚至去贪污得来的钱去包养这些二奶、三奶。
And in reality, there are
corrupted officials.
Corrupted officials who have many cars.
有很多 mistresses.
Mistresses.
在中国有二奶村三奶村在那个深圳什么这种地方 啊，有些台商过去那边也是包养，到最后呢，花了很多钱财。
And there are many places in China who have these mistresses, and then they spend a lot of money on them.
但是失去钱财就算，就不是最终不是只有这样子，还有呢，失去健康啊。
Not only do they lose money, they also lose health.
你把生命当中，我们看这个第五章。
Let's turn to chapter 5.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
你常常犯罪啊，性方面的犯罪呢，会失去健康。
If you constantly sin, in sexual desires, you will lose your health.
终究你皮肉和身体消灭，你就悲叹。
You mourn at last when your flesh and your body are consumed.
艾滋病啊，1980年代发现开始。
And AIDS was discovered in 1980s.
一开始是在动物身上。
At first, it was just on animals.
那怎么突然间跑到人身上呢？
And then how did it end up on humans?
他们也科学家也不是很知道怎么跑到人身上。
And scientists don't really know.
但是后来艾滋病急速的传播。
And then AIDS spread really quickly.
那个得到的人呢，身体这个免疫力就没有了。
And then those who had it lost their immune system.
还有啊，因为性方面放纵，所以得到很多性病的人，他们也身体也受很多苦。
And those who have sexual desire and just do anything, they also suffer a lot in their health.
再来会失去名声。
And you also lose reputation.
因为我们来看这个第六章。
Let's turn to chapter 6.
27节。
Verse 27.
人怀里地火，衣服岂能不烧呢？
Can a man take fire to his bosom and his clothes not be burned?
你偷偷做的事情，你不想被人家知道。
The things we do secretly, we do not want anyone to know.
但是呢，纸包不住火，一定会被人家知道的。
But paper cannot cover fire. It will eventually be known.
还会被全世界人知道。
It will be known by the whole world.
美国不是有，大家都认识，打高尔夫球都认识 Tiger Woods， 对不对？
And everyone knows Tiger Woods.
哇，他出名的时候，哇，赚很多钱。
He was famous. He earned a lot of money.
他有一个很漂亮的太太。
And he had a very beautiful wife.
但是他不满意。
But he was not satisfied.
到处去沾花惹草，去跟很多人发生关系。
And then he went to have sexual relationships with many other women.
哇，结果呢，家庭破灭了。
And then his family was broken.
然后呢，他上了头条新闻了。
And then he appeared on the headlines.
那当然是很羞耻的事情。
It was very shameful.
那有一些情况之下呢，还会失去肉体的生命。
And in some incidents, you also lose your physical life.
因为你跟别人的妻子这样子发生关系，别人因为很恨你，可能会报仇，造成血案。
And then when you have a relationship with someone else's spouse, then they might hate you and revenge.
可能会把你杀掉啊。
They perhaps will kill you.
六章三十二节。
Chapter 6, verse 32.
与妇人行淫的，便是无知；行这事的，必丧掉生命。
Whoever commits adultery with a woman lacks understanding. He who does so destroys his own soul.
33节。
33.
他必受损伤，必被凌辱，他的羞耻不得涂抹。
Wounds and dishonor he will get, and his reproach will not be wiped away.
因为人的愤恨成了烈怒，报仇的时候绝不留情。
For jealousy is a husband's fury, therefore he will not spare in the day of vengeance. 所以
很可能肉体的生命都会失去。
So very possibly, you will also lose your physical life.
有时候报纸上面有很多情杀案。就是因为感情的问题被人家砍被人家杀的都有。
And sometimes on the news we see that people are killed because of these complicated relationships.
还有呢，在性方面犯罪的人呢，可能会失去自己的婚姻，还有让别人的婚姻也破裂了。
And the another consequence, like you may lose your own marriage or cause someone else's marriage.
一个婚姻里面包括自己的配偶还有自己的孩子。
And so in a family,It's you and your spouse and your children.
所以，如果两个已经结婚的人换奸淫，他所影响的可能有至少有五六个人的一辈子的心理的状态，还有整个家庭。
And so, if two people who are both married commit adultery, then they affect more at least 5 to 6 people.
这个会永远弥补不过来。
And this is something that they can never amend.
所以这个都是很大的影响。
And this has very great.
最后呢，也是最。大的损失呢，就是失去永生。
Consequence, and then the biggest loss is that we lose eternal life.
因为圣经讲得很清楚，所有的罪都是身体之外的。
Because the Bible tells us that all sins are outside of the body.
行淫是得罪自己身体。
When we commit adultery, it is sinning against our own body.
所以你看，一点点的快乐，短时间的快乐。
And so only a temporary happiness.
但是损失非常的大。
And we lose so much.
痛苦非常的深。
and the hurt is very deep.
但是这个引诱啊，现在这个社会是无处不在啊。
But there is temptation everywhere in this world.
有一个传道人呢，曾经这样子分享。
And a pastor once shared.
啊，因为他长得比较帅了啊。
Because he is more attractive.
先首先声明了，我不是这个人。
And first, I am not this pastor.
啊，他长得比较帅。
He's more handsome.
啊，有时候去买东西呢，有一些年轻的女生啊，都喜欢跟他搭讪啊，都跟他 check him out 啊，从头看到。
And sometimes when he goes buy things, other women will check him out.
啊，甚至有一些时候，这些女人跟他讲。
And there are some women who tell him.
可不可以把你的电话给我一下
？Can you give me your phone number?
那个传道人就跟他说啊，我已经结婚了。
And the pastor said, "I'm already married."
女生说没有关系啊，我也是啊。
The woman say, "It's okay."
做个朋友吗
？Let's just be friends.
哎呀，那传道人有时候就这样回答了，我是个传道。
And the pastor will say, "I am a pastor."
那些女生就跟他说了， and, 你不给电话就算了，不要说你是传道。
And the woman say, "It's fine if you don't want to give me your number. Don't say you're a pastor."
他说我真是一个传道。
And he says, "I'm actually a pastor."
哎，算了，不给就算了。
And I say, fine, just don't give it to me.
哇，你看这种引诱啊，随时随地，现在的人啊，不单是女生了，男女都一样，都很主动。
And we see that the temptation is very strong, both for a man and woman.
另外有一次啊，有两个传道人在夏威夷。
Another time there were two pastors in
Hawaii. 在海边散步啊。
They were walking along the beach.
那如果有一些妓女啊，或者是找生意的人，就找到他们两个了。
And there were some
prostitutes 穿得很不正经的女人、啊、就找他们问他们、啊、要不要跟他们搭讪、啊、看他要不要服务、啊、
And they tried to ask them if they could help、
哦、对不对不是 help Do you need service?
They need service、
啊、对不对还好我们传道是两个在一起
And the two pastors are together
传道就说、哦、我们 together
And then he said we're together、
啊啊、把他激发把他打发走了
To send them off.
如果你是一个传道去那边，不是很危险。
If you're just one pastor who go there by yourself, it is very dangerous.
还有，如果是长得帅的，又更危险。
It is even more dangerous if you're handsome.
其实也不用帅了。
And you don't even have to be handsome.
魔鬼的这个试探啊，长得帅不帅也没有关系。
And the temptation of Satan doesn't matter if you're handsome or not.
啊，犯那种性方面的罪，不一定要长得很帅，也不一定要长得很美。
And to commit sexual desire doesn't mean that you have to be beautiful or handsome.
有些时候的是情感上面、心灵上先有破洞。
Sometimes it is first we have a hole in our heart.
你跟你太太的关系不好。
We don't have a good relationship with our wife.
或是太太也没有关注到丈夫。
Or the wife doesn't care about the husband.
或是丈夫呢没有注意到太太的情绪。
Or the husband does not notice the emotions of the wife.
哎，长期两个人感情不好。
And then for a long time, the relationship is not well.
但是在外面就碰到一个哇温柔啊体贴啦、啊，会问候你的啦，跟你讲话的啦，听你讲话的啦。
And then outside, when you find someone who listens to you and cares for you,
哇，情感上就已经有破口。
And there's already a hole in your heart.
一开始说哎呀做做朋友啊没有关系吗
？At first you say it's okay, we're just friends.
啊，吃个午餐没有关系吗
？It's okay to just have lunch.
啊，单独的喝个咖啡聊聊事情也没有关系啊。
It's okay just to have coffee, just the two of us.
这个越聊就越投缘。
And the more we communicate with them, the more we'll fall deep.
聊到个心都跑出来了。
And then we'll talk until we pour out our hearts.
哎，这个就是。引诱的开始。
And this is the beginning of temptation.
所以引诱有很多种，不一定是啊看得很漂亮的才会犯奸淫。
And so it's not just those who are beautiful that will tempt us.
而是那个心呢、啊、被引诱出去了。
But it's our heart that has been tempted.
或者是家里的婚姻本来就已经有破口了。
Or if our marriage already has a hole in it.
啊，所以我们真的要求神保守我们。
So we must ask God to keep us.
啊，要保守我们的心。
We must ask God to keep our hearts.
是主耶稣所说的。
And that is what the Lord Jesus said.
啊。有不好的意念起来，赶紧把它克服。
If we do not have good thoughts, then we must control it.
哦，我们看马太福音第五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音。
Matthew.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
二十七节开始。
Starting from verse 27.
马太五章二十七节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 27.
你们听见有话说，不可奸淫。
You've heard that it was said to those of old, you should not commit adultery.
只是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女都动淫念的，这人心里已经与她犯奸淫了。
But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
旧约呢，就是看重行为。
And in the Old Testament, it is they emphasize on their action.
新约的时代呢，就是看重内心。
And in the New Testament, God looks at the heart.
我们求神帮助我们保守我们的心。
So we ask God to keep our hearts.
年轻人还没结婚，保守到等到你结婚那一天，你的心才给你要结婚的对象。
And so as youths, we must keep our heart until the day we get married.
不要随便把你的心给人哦。
Do not just give your heart freely out.
弟兄也是一样。
And same for the brothers.
姐妹也是一样。
And same for the sisters.
有些姐妹心不要随便给人，不要人家讲两句你就心就给人家了。
Especially for the sisters.
身体也不要随便给人。
And especially, do not give your body.
尤其是姐妹哦。
Especially sisters.
用多两分钟，这个很重要。
I'll use two more minutes. This is very important.
我们看箴言。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
第五章的十五节。
Verse 15.
五章的十五节。
Chapter 5, verse 15.
请读哦。
Verse 15, drink water from your own cistern and running water from your own well.
继续哦，十六节。
16, should your fountains be dispersed abroad, streams of water in the streets?
17,
let them be only your own and not for strangers with you.
继续哦。
18, let your fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of your youth.
这是对弟兄讲的话，圣经箴言对弟兄讲的话。
And these words and proverbs are to the brothers.
如果你还没有结婚，
if you have not yet married,
就保守自己。
And keep yourself.
结了婚之后，就只可以喝你池子里面的水。
After you have been married, you can only drink from your own fountain.
这个池子是代表预表你将来的配偶。
From your own cistern, and the cistern represents your future wife.
亲密的生活。
It is an intimate relationship.
只能够从你配偶身上得到满足。
You can only receive satisfaction from your spouse.
如果这个姐妹你喜欢，但是你还没有结婚，她还不是你的池子哦，你不要去挖人家。
If you like a sister, she is not your sister yet. You cannot dig.
你碰都不要碰这个池子。
Do not even touch the cistern.
那个还不是你的。
Because she is not yours.
你都还没有跟她结婚。
You have not yet married her.
在神面前还没有成立。
And in the eyes of God, it's not yet established.
你不可以看到池子就去打水啊。
And you cannot just go to any cistern and get water.
非洲啊，每一个池子啊，有些这个水井啊，都有锁起来的。
And in Africa, there some wells have a lock.
不能随便给人家给打光了。
You cannot just let anyone have it.
或者是你要去别人家打水，要问一下可不可以。
If you want to go to someone else's well to get water, 弟兄啊，
听清楚吗
？And brothers, have you heard that clearly?
每一个姐妹都是一个井，一个水池，你不要就随便去碰人家。
Every sister is a cistern and a well. Don't.
以后结了婚，在神面前婚姻成立了，这个池子还是你的。
And only after you are married in the eyes of the Lord, then the cistern is yours.
你那时候要喝着喝个饱。
And then when you want to drink, then
只能够喝自己的井。
You can only drink from your own well.
还没结婚，你要等待祷告。
And when you have not yet married, you have to wait and pray.
任何的其他的这个姐妹啊、异性啊，都不是属于你的。
And none of the sisters and opposite sex belong to you.
姐妹呢
？And for sisters,
要读那个雅歌啊。第四章
Song of Solomon chapter 4
十二节
verse 12
雅歌第四章十二节
Song of Song chapter 4 verse 12
这节很重要是给姐妹的
And this verse is very important It is for the sisters
姐妹一起读哈
Sisters please read
一二三我一四章十二节读英文啊你们
I'm sorry
雅歌啊 Song
of Solomon chapter 4 verse 12 read together
一二三
Garden closed is my sister and my spouse. A spring shut up, a fountain sealed.
这句话是给姐妹，姐妹要画起来哦。
And this phrase is for sisters. Please highlight it.
还有姐妹要背这句。
And sisters, please memorize it.
弟兄你要背多一点，就是刚刚那几句。
And brothers, you need to memorize more, which is the verses before.
明天要考试。
Tomorrow there will be a test.
背完才可以。
And you must memorize it.
才可以吃午餐。
You must memorize it in order to eat lunch.
姐妹这句话呢，就是我妹子啊，我的幸福啊。
And it says, "My sister, my spouse."
你是什么
？Who are we？
你是
？Who are you？
关锁的源啊。
You are a fountain sealed.
禁闭的井啊。
A spring shut up.
封闭的泉源啊。
A garden closed.
什么意思
？What does that mean？
不是随便都可以人家从你那边拿水的。
Not anyone can just get water from you.
这个水是预表这个肉体的关系。
And this water.
性的关系啊。
This water represents a sexual relationship.
没有结婚之前，你这个井要把它封得紧紧的。
Before you are married, you must seal your fountain.
这个花园门口就是有一道锁了。
And at the garden, at the gate, you must lock it.
进了，如果打开了锁了，进到井里面，井又是锁住的。
And when they walk in from the gate, and to the well must be locked.
为什么？
Why?
要留给你以后的所爱的人，所属于你的这个配偶的。
The spring must be shut up because it is belongs to your future spouse.
啊，他要得到这个钥匙，得到神的允许，他可以碰你。
He must obtain the key from the Lord in order to touch you.
所以你是很宝贵的。
So you are very precious.
你不是饮水机啊。
You are not a water fountain.
我们那边有两个饮水机嘛，对不对？
There are two water fountains.
谁都可以去拿水。
Oh, anyone can go get water.
你不是那饮水机。
And you are not that.
知道吗？
Do you know that?
有没有听清楚，姐妹？
Have you understood that clearly?
世上的那些女人啊，那些人啊，随便跟人家睡觉，随便跟人家碰，他们是饮水机。
And those women outside, they are like the water fountain.
谁都可以去碰的。
Anyone can touch them.
他们喜欢就给人家碰。
If they like it, they'll let anyone touch them.
你不是饮水机。
But you are not a water fountain.
你只是留给你将来的配偶。
You only belong to your future spouse.
你没有结婚之前，你把它锁的，用十把锁给它锁起来。
And before you are married, use 10 locks to lock it.
有人要碰你。
If anyone wants to touch you,
你怎么跟他讲？
What do you say?
有人要碰你，你要跟他说，说什么？
If someone wants to touch you, what do you say?
你是谁？
Who are you?
你是我丈夫吗？
Are you my husband?
你还没有是我丈夫，碰都不要碰。
You are not my husband, don't even touch
me. 虽然你喜欢他，或是他已经喜欢你了。
You may not like him, but he may like
他已经喜欢你， okay. 你也喜欢他。
Perhaps you like him and he likes you.
但是还没有结婚。
But you are not yet married.
钥匙还没有拿到。
And he has not obtained the key.
还没在神面前承认。
And it is not a marriage in front of God's eyes yet.
那个井要锁得好一点。
You must lock it very well.
对不对？ 你道理，你是神的儿女，要听清楚啊。
Right, you are the children of God. You must hear this truth.
衣服也是一样，天气再热，也不要穿得太露。
It is the same for how we dress, even if it's really hot.
不单只是来教会，平常也是一样。
Not only when you come to church, but also regularly in our daily lives.
保守一点。
We must be more conservative.
保守自己的肉体。
We must be careful of our own body.
也保守自己的心。
And keep our hearts.
等到真的是在神面前结婚了，那你的辞职，你的权源。
And only when we are married before the Lord can we give the key to our husband.
所以有人说，哎呀，那交往的时候可不可以亲嘴啊？
And so some people say, when we are dating, can we kiss each other on the lips?
牵手可以吗？亲嘴可以吗？
Can we hold hands and kiss one another?
你有了第一样，就会想要第二样。
When you have the first, you will want the second.
就想要第三样。
And you will want the third.
对不对？就一直下去的。
And then you just keep going.
所以最安全就是。 保守自己圣洁。
And so to be saved, guard your own body.
别人要碰你， 你说 get lost.
If someone wants to touch you, say get lost.
不要碰我。
Don't touch me.
我们要保守圣洁。
We must keep our holiness.
这个是很重要的， 不是开玩笑， 这个真的很重要。
And this is very serious.
好了， 这个真言， 这个真言， 讲了很多。
And I've said many things about Proverbs.
当然真言还有更多。
And of course there are much more.
还可以讲十节， 但是没有空了。
I can talk for 10 more classes.
但是你们每天读一章。
Every day we should read one chapter.
31章嘛。
There's 31 chapters.
一个月就可以读一遍。
And every month we can read it through once.
你这样子一年下来，要不要，哇，很有智慧。
And then after a year we'll have much wisdom.
下次看到你们有智慧了。
And next time I see you, you must have wisdom.
智慧两个字写在头上。
You must have wisdom on your forehead.
好，同心默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen. 不好意思啊。 拖一些时间。